Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Our star today is Paul Scanlon. And you probably don't know him, but you know of him and his work as a CEO and co-founder of Legion M. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, Pat. How are you?
Good to meet you.
Yeah.
So what is Legion M?
So Legion M is the world's first fan-owned entertainment company. So we just started it this year, but we're uniting a legion of fans together to fund and create content. So we're partnering with guys like Seth Green and the team behind Robot Chicken, the Stupid Buddy Studios, Alamo Drafthouse, Meltdown 42. So we've got a bevy of kind of Hollywood producers, and we're lining them up with fans so that we can create content together.
Did you know that I was a swearing reporter on Robot Chicken?
You told me that earlier. That's fantastic. Yeah, we're a huge fan.
Perfect for me. Yeah. So it's not like Kickstarter. Right?
Yeah.
Or crowdfunding. So tell me how it's different.
Well, this is, yeah, I mean, it's interesting because that's one of the primary differences. We're huge fans of Kickstarter and Indiegogo and what they've done for entrepreneurs and for, you know, consumers, mm-hmm. because it's really kickstarted a lot of innovation and new development, and it's been great for entertainment as well. Mm-hmm. But we think of this is next level, because with those platforms, you're typically making a donation or a rewards-based contribution to a project. In our case, you're actually owning a piece of equity in our company alongside of us. So anyone that participates in Legion M as a financial participant owns a piece of it. So mm-hmm. if we're successful, they'll participate in that success together.
Is it hard to manage that?
Not anymore. I mean, in the past it would have been. And, a lot of people ask us that. Well, that, you know, having our goal, Legion M is our brand, and mm-hmm. it's M with a bar over it. And that is the Roman numeral for 1 million. Our goal is to have 1 million fans as shareholders. Mm-hmm. And we don't want Wall Street investors, and we don't want, speculators. We want fans, people that can, you know, because we think of Legion M first and foremost as a community and secondarily as a company.
Now, how do you communicate with all the owners?
So it's a great question. I mean, in our world today, it's very easy. We have a massively successful private Facebook group where, you know, all the investors can participate and communicate with each other and connect to each other. We've actually found that we've already kind of outgrown it to a certain degree. So we set up a separate forums where we can organize the discussions. But we also use email and other methods like that.
But I mean, by communicate, and I love your answer, but by communicate, I mean, how do you get everybody on the same page?
Well, I mean, just to be clear, I mean, we want everyone's insight and input. And, you know, we've already had multiple examples where we've gone out to our legion to ask them things that we were either debating or we wanted feedback on, and it's been phenomenal. It's like having a built-in focus group. But what we also share is that, you know, ultimately, in the end, The company needs to be run by its executives. And when we get involved in projects, we need to empower those creators to make decisions and to make the creative decisions that they want to make. So everybody knows that great art isn't created by committee. So we're not expecting, you know, if you come in and you participate, and by the way, you don't need to invest to be a part of the Legion. Yeah.
Michelangelo worked alone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's Paul Scanlon's our guest. You're watching Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I started off early on as just a young boy. Even before I was in high school, I already had my own little business in the neighborhood working for other households and, you know, doing odd jobs and things. And then ultimately, when I was in high school, I started actually a tree care business and had, you know, multiple vehicles and people working for me and invoices and all those things. So I think
How was that business?
How was it?
Yeah.
Well, as a high schooler, it was fantastic. I used to, you know, it was quite successful. It's kind of a funny story. I literally, because this was before I even carried a wallet, I used to carry like $1,000 in my sock because I was making money and, you know, would have these $100 bills and didn't have a wallet. I'd put it in my sock. Yeah, you know,
they're,
I mean, I think that's what compelled me is that, you know, I had seen kind of other people do some similar things. Right. And, you know, my parents were always really encouraging and also encouraging in unique ways because they made me pay for a lot of stuff, even as a young child. And that motivated me because if I wanted a car or I wanted this or that, I'd
earn the money
to go do it. And I'm grateful to them for that. At the time, I was kind of frustrated because a lot of my friends' parents weren't the same way. But I'm grateful to my parents for that. But what I found was actually putting a little bit of energy into it. And I used to, you know, I remember just going to the stationery company, printing out some business cards and some letterhead. Then I just went around the neighborhood and put them in, you know, mailboxes. And next thing I know, I had more business than I could handle.
Which is good news.
Yes.
What's the culture around Legion M?
So the culture around Legion M, I mean, for me as an entrepreneur, I really believe that culture is probably the most important thing as for a startup and for a company. We want to develop a culture of inclusiveness, non-judgmental. We want passionate people to come together and be helpful. I mean, we have a culture with our team specifically, and then there's the culture, you know, more broadly that we're trying to cultivate with the Legion itself as a community, because it already has, you know, 10,000 people in that community.
Why Legion? Sounds dangerous to me.
It's a great question. I mean, for us, Legion M, you know, as I explained, the M is 1 million, represents 1 million. And for us, a Legion is two things. It's, you know, it's a call to action, and it's also a community. And it also works nicely with the type of content that we're focusing on, because we're targeting the kind of fandom communities and the nerd and pop culture. Like, we spent a lot of time at Comic-Cons, and that's where we found, you know, the world's most passionate fans, and we've found that our message really resonates there. And Legion, you know, it sounds like it could come from a comic book or, you know, a Marvel, you know, superhero. I mean, they've got a Legion.
Yeah. What kind of people do you want to work at Legion M?
Well, I mean, like the people that I want to,
but
yeah, I mean, the people that I want to surround myself with, I mean, I've always said that, and this was really important in Mobi TV's case as well, is that, you know, for me, I would never sacrifice chemistry over talent or expertise. You know, for me, I always put chemistry first. And we used to have a thing when we were building Mobi TV, and we were hiring, like, you know, 30 people a month at one point in time. You know, so we had a lot of new people that were joining our team, and we were really careful about preserving our culture because it really mattered to us, and we felt like it was the source of our productivity and our ability to break down barriers and get things done. You know, we had something that we called our Spidey sense, you know, that if you're interviewing someone and we picked up on a Spidey sense, and really for me, chemistry means how collaborative are they? Mm-hmm. You know, can they work with other people, and are they, you know, I've seen some examples where people talk about the power of having, you know, an entire workforce working together and supporting each other, and then how affected that same power can be if there's only one person working against it. And a lot of that comes from people being, you know, putting their own self-interests before the interests of the company.
Do the people that you hire, do they come from the show business side?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them do. I mean, you know, Jeff and I are you know, Jeff Aniston and I started Legion M together. And, you know, our experience in the entertainment industry is coming from a technology side. So we know that we need to surround ourselves with people from, you know, the creation side. So, right. You know, the first three employees have all come from that area, but also our creative allies like the Stupid Buddy Studios, et cetera. The rest of, and we have a long, nice list of Hollywood heavyweights that have come on to be our advisors as well, including guys like Stan Lee, who, you know, loves the idea of a fan-owned entertainment company.
Yeah, you're watching Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Back in a minute.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Prophet and thought to yourself, I have a great idea, but don't know how to get it started? Or do you have a startup or a small business that you want to take to the next level? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea or take your business to the next level with Startup Bootcamp, a free webinar that features big CEOs, your blueprint on how to launch a business in 90 days, cool entrepreneurial tech tools, how to get funded, and mentors that can help you launch and grow your business. Business Rockstars is giving you this video webinar free. Go to businessrockstars.com and register today. That's businessrockstars.com. This Business Rockstars video webinar is free for the first 1,000 to sign up. Learn how to launch or grow your business now. Go to businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com for this free webinar. That's businessrockstars.com.
This is your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah, I have questions.
Prescription drugs aren't as bad as street drugs, right?
Weed's legal, isn't it?
Drinking is worse than smoking weed,
isn't it?
Why is heroin so addictive?
Molly just makes you feel happy.
I have questions.
Mom?
Dad, did you ever try drugs?
They're going to ask. Be ready. Go to drugfree.org. A message from Partnership for Drug Free Kids.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code DOZE. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
Say hello to John.
This is a serious food poisoning.
John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us again. Paul Scanlon is our guest, CEO, co-founder of Legion M. Let's explain how this works, because everybody wants to put a network up, and Robot Chicken, if you go back to that, you're part of that, is a good idea. People will find that. So if some entertainment show comes under Legion M, does it find us, or do we find it?
Well, it can be both. I mean, really, so...
it's not a network that says Legion M.
We're not... I mean, that may be something we do long-term, but that's not our near-term objective. Our near-term objective is to be a catalyst for helping projects become successful. And, you know, even, you know, like Seth Green and those guys, they've been very successful with Robot Chicken. But for the next show that they want to develop, they still need to create some buzz around it. They still need to finance it. They need to get it to a point where a network or someone will buy it.
You can't live on yesterday's.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. And so, you know, for us, we feel like there's a lot of great content and there's a lot of great creative talent out there. And we want to find those projects and those people and get behind them and help them be successful. And, you know, and we want to find people that really, you know, see the value of having a legion of people behind you. I mean, this is one of the things that we talked a little bit about, you know, Michelangelo earlier, is that, you know, for us, we don't want to meddle with the creative process. You know, for us, we want to be there to add value. And, you know, the way we look at it, there are very few projects in Hollywood that wouldn't benefit from having a legion of fans activated and supporting that content, you know, before it hits the market. And some of the examples, like, we don't, you know,
so you
we tell our legion
guarantee a rating when you go in.
I mean, I don't know that we can guarantee anything, but we, you know, like our legion, you know, the people that are part of our community, they're emotionally invested because they're a part of something, and that they're you know, connecting everyone together.
Right. So I come up with a show.
Yep.
And let's call it Pat O'Brien's Ice Cream Truck Show.
Yep.
And
Sounds interesting.
I drive an ice cream truck around.
That would
I sell
be
ice cream and I bring people in and I talk to them.
Yep.
How does that show get sold?
Get sold into Legion M?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that would be...
Pat O'Brien's a good beginning.
Are you talking about the pitch elevator or just in general?
No, I'm just talking in general as a show, as an entertainment.
Yeah, and, well, I think, you know, if that were a show that you wanted to pitch, I mean, we would... You know,
Not a bad idea, actually.
No, it sounds like an interesting idea. We would work with you on it. We would develop it, maybe attach some showrunner and, you know, do X, Y, and Z, and then help you pitch it to the networks and get it sold.
Is that happening now?
Is what happening?
Can you get into Les Moonves' office and actually pitch something?
Yeah, I mean, you can get into, you know, to pitch something in front of CBS. I don't know that you can, you know, go directly to Les's office.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But, you know, the networks are one outlet, and then you've got all the cable channels, and then you've got all the digital outlets as well. I mean, and Netflix and Amazon and, you know, all these other services. So the fact is that, you know, the entertainment industry has been fragmented in a lot of ways and consolidated in other ways.
It's been nuked.
Yes, it has. And, you know, we feel like we can add value. I mean, for us, there'll be certain things that we do maybe develop from scratch, but there'll be a lot of things that we can come in on later, because the value of having some additional, look, the way I look at it, the way Hollywood works is, you know, there are three things that matter. There's money, talent, and fans, right? Or access to an audience. Mm-hmm. We've got money and fans, right? And we know there's a lot of talent out there. And
it's not really, though.
There's not talent?
Well, there is, but I think we lost a whole generation of talent.
Yeah.
People taking jobs they shouldn't have taken.
Could be. Well, I think it's diversified a little bit. But, you know, anyway, with our model, if we can, you know, working with Seth Green and those guys, they're talent. Mm-hmm. They're talented.
Tremendous.
They're going to create a lot of successful programming out of that studio. And if we've got fans and money, that combination can work. And whether we produce that content and put it up online and just, you know, sell it directly to consumers, or take it to Amazon or Netflix or CBS or wherever it goes, you know, we feel like having Legion M involved can add value to their process.
You're watching Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Paul Scanlon is our rock star today. Like to be called a rock star?
Sure, yeah. I always wanted to be a rock star.
So, let's say we do a pilot.
Yep.
And people love it.
Yep.
Now what happens?
Well, I mean, in the traditional model, so we would write a treatment and we would maybe create a sizzle. And so we would, you know, Legion M could potentially come in and help fund that piece of it. Mm-hmm. Or we could fund the pilot itself. And, you know, depending on how much money you put into it is how much better you'll be at negotiating a deal with the network, right? So if you're asking them to pay for everything.
But if you bring a brand name into something, that's money.
No, it is. Yeah, it's, well, and that's the way we look at it is, you know, every ingredient that you add to a project adds value. And that could be talent, adding a talent, adding a good showrunner, an experienced showrunner adds value. Adding money with the Legion of Fans, that certainly adds value, right? And it adds value the same way your name adds value to a project. Right. And that's what we're creating.
I love it. What do we see? We had to go, but what do we see when we go to thelegionm.com?
Yeah, so thelegionm.com will give you all of our background, who our partners are, what we've done in the past. You know, I mean, one thing we want to be, you know, clear about is, you know, this is brand new. So for a lot of people, there's a lot to it.
By the way, today, in these days, everything is brand new.
Everything's brand new. Yeah, uh-huh. It's an amazing time that we live in because everything's changing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're not only one of the first Jobs Act companies to get out there and do mm-hmm. this. We are right now the number one Jobs Act company. Title III. So we oversubscribed the million. We did a Title III raise, which allowed us to raise up to $1 million. We had commitments of $1.4 million. We had $1.4 million sitting in escrow, and we could only take $1 million. So we had to give some of it back.
Right.
If you go to our website, you'll find out all the information about that. You can sign up. You can sign up for free. There's no requirement to make an investment. You can get into our private Facebook group and connect with other shareholders.
Paul, thank you.
Yep, Pat.
Can't wait to see the Pat O'Brien
Ice Cream Truck Show. I like it. It sounds good.
You guys think that's a cool idea? All right. Thumbs up from almost all of them. Thanks, Paul.
All right, cool.
Legion M, go look it up. This Business Rock Stars. I'm Pat O'Brien with an ice cream truck coming your way soon.
Have you ever watched Shark Tank or The Prophet and thought to yourself, I have a great idea, but don't know how to get started? Or do you have a startup or small business that you want to grow and take to the next level? Business Rockstars is going to help you to launch your idea or take your business to the next level with Startup Bootcamp, a free webinar that features big CEOs as well as your blueprint on how to launch a business in 90 days and mentors that share exactly step-by-step how to get funded that can help you launch and grow your business. Business Rockstars is giving you this video webinar free. Go to businessrockstars.com and register now. That's businessrockstars.com. This Business Rockstars video webinar is free for the first 1,000 people to sign up. Learn how to launch or grow your business now. Go to businessrockstars.com. That's businessrockstars.com. For this free webinar, that's businessrockstars.com.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Now let's check in with Alex Worley for good reason. She's always got somebody great. Alex?
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars, and I am joined by Samantha Edis. She is a work-life balance expert, speaker, best-selling author, radio show host, so many titles. I'm so happy to chat with you today.
Me too. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks for being here. So have you always wanted to be an entrepreneur?
You know, I always saw my parents, and they had their own firm growing up. So I was raised in a home with entrepreneurs, and it was never something that scared me. I always thought it was normal to just start your own business and hang up a shingle and go to it.
Oh, you know? That is amazing. What is the main thing that you learned from them?
I think it's just that fearlessness of, you know, you can start your own thing. So I never grew up in like a corporate environment where I saw my parents, and in different corporate environments, I always saw them creating. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps. And then I really wasn't an entrepreneur until I went to business school. So after college, I spent 5 years working in media, and then I went back to Harvard Business School, graduated, and at the time, it was very unpopular to be an entrepreneur. So when I first graduated, I was the only one in my class.
That's amazing. And sometimes still to this day, people don't quite get it. It's like, oh, you're an author, you're a speaker. Like, I'm not quite sure what's going on here. I know women I've spoken to who have chosen a more unconventional route have said that before. How do you explain that to people and really own your entrepreneur journey?
Yeah, well, at first, when I first graduated, I ran a personal branding firm. And I did that for 5 years. And over that time, I also launched a book series with Random House. And when the books took off, I eventually closed my firm and focused more exclusively on my next 3 books, which I'd committed to with Random House. And then over time, I was still working with a lot of women. And I thought, okay, what's going on here? There were so many women that were struggling in managing their personal and professional lives. And so for the last 6 years, I've just focused exclusively on researching it and working with women and finding the patterns of the most fulfilled and successful women and turning that into a business.
So it sounds like you really turned your passion and your purpose into a business. Is that right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. So what has been one of the biggest obstacles that you've had to overcome?
I am someone who doesn't see obstacles as permanent. I see them as setbacks, and then I keep moving. And I mean, my husband would say I move too fast because I'm just constantly moving. And if something sets me back, I just go in another direction. And I've always kind of been like that. I was a competitive athlete as a child, and I think that that's definitely informed a lot of how I do things. And it's given me a toughness, which is pretty essential in business.
What would you say is your leadership style?
I have very high expectations of myself, and I think that that bleeds into my team as well. But at the same time, I'm very collaborative, and I like to really, I mean, I'm an extrovert, so I like to collaborate and to think out loud, and I really give a lot of power to the people on my team. And because of that, it's really easy for me then to sort of see what's working, what's not working, what their strengths are, and go in a different direction if it's not, you know, if we're not thriving. The other thing that's so important to me, though, is that because we're moving fast as a team, I like to always say if there's a mistake you're making or something's going wrong, just own up to it, apologize, and we'll keep moving. Like, I'm very much like that. So, you know, if I make a mistake, I'm constantly like, I am so sorry. And then we keep moving. And so I try to instill that in my team as well. And I like to have everything out in the open, no passive aggressive culture. It's all about really being open and honest.
This is Business Rockstars. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, joined by Samantha Edis. And tell me, is there an entrepreneur that you really look up to right now?
There are so many entrepreneurs that I have learned from. I've had the pleasure of interviewing hundreds of entrepreneurs, and including many of them in my book series in the past. And then for this current book, that I just put together. I interviewed a number of entrepreneurs as well. So I would say that there isn't one person that I constantly am looking to for advice. I used to host a talk show that was produced by Gary Vaynerchuk, who's a well-known entrepreneur. And I did learn a lot about social media from him. And I also learned, you end up learning what to do, what not to do from people. And then I worked with Barbara Corcoran, who was in one of my books, and I've always really admired her. And I love Sally Krawcheck, who was a top woman in finance on Wall Street, and now just started the Elevate Network, which is this women's network across the country. And I think she is just extraordinary, and I've learned a ton from her.
Mm-hmm. And you are a work-life balance expert, which so many people want to know more about and struggle with. Tell me what your typical day looks like.
Oh, goodness.
Now,
I often ask that question to women, and I like to surprise them with it and say, well, what happened in your house this morning? And they'll usually say, well, can I give you a typical morning? And I'll be like, no, this morning. And then you get so many, good stories. But for me, I wake up usually at about 6 o'clock. I work for about 45 minutes, and then I wake up my three kids. My husband and I have a pretty strong routine. He does the breakfast, and I get them ready for school, wake them up, deal with any, moody kids who don't want to wake up, and then do their hair and get them downstairs, and then we all go to school together every morning, and then I go to Starbucks, and then my day begins, and we're off to the races.
After the coffee.
Exactly.
Keep saying, have the coffee.
It's critical, and that's about 8:10. So by then, I never feel, because I wake up an hour ahead of my kids, I never feel like I'm a step behind. I always feel, very much in control of my day, and that really helps me because I can answer any emails from the night before. I can get all that done before I even wake them. So that makes me feel like, I'm never resentful of that hour and a half in the morning where I'm getting them together and getting them to school because I feel like I've already done a lot of my work.
Yeah,
exactly. Then I get them to school, and then my day begins. When I'm in town, I travel a lot for work. When I'm in town, though, because I travel so much, I try to pick them up on those days if I can. So I'll try to make the 3 o'clock pickup, take them to an after-school activity. I have three kids. They're always in three different directions.
Yeah.
So during the day, I'm in tons of meetings, and I often have an evening event to speak at or to go to when I'm in town. So that happens as well. But that time I try to keep clear is from, 3 to 7, so I can just be devoted to them when I'm in town during that time.
So you do feel like you have work-life balance?
Absolutely. I mean, when I'm in town, we have dinner together, our whole family, 5 nights a week at least. And I'm really, my husband and I are both a huge part of our kids' lives every day. But at the same time, I feel so grateful that I can spend my days doing something I love and feeling really accomplished and getting a lot done during the day. And then I also have a schedule that allows me to, if I'm traveling for a speech for 2 or 3 days, when I come back, I can, have half days the rest of the week so that I can really be with my kids. And then, when I'm traveling, if I'm in Denver, I'm seeing an old college friend who lives in Denver for dinner after whatever I'm doing during the day with a company. So I really try to make sure that I also have that friend slice of my life in there. And then on the weekends, it's all family focused. And on, Sunday night, we always have another family over for dinner and a play date. And so it's a great way for us to kind of get in our adult friend time, but then also have kid time in the mix.
Yeah, totally.
So that works out well. And then Saturday nights are date nights. So it's kind of like,
You've got a system going.
Yeah. You're very organized. Yeah. It's funny. The other day someone asked me, I was at Charles Schwab and someone was interviewing me in a fireside chat. And he said, well, the one thing I don't understand is where's room for spontaneity? And I was like, okay, buddy, you're 45 years old and you have three kids and a very serious job and a wife. Spontaneity is we don't know what movie we're going to pick until the night of.
So for you, structure is very key to having work-life balance. It's understanding what categories are important to you and having structure.
Yeah, it's so important for me because I think that's the only way I can make sure I do have the right amount of time with my kids and I do have time for my husband. I do have time for friends. Otherwise, my schedule would kind of eat me alive because I do have so many commitments every day and so many phone calls and things like that. So by being planned out, I always say to working parents, in the beginning of the school year, you want to put all of your kids' dates in your calendar because that's how you can navigate around them, whether you have a corporate job or an entrepreneurial venture. But that's how we all are, I think, especially as entrepreneurs. They're very unique work-life balance challenges.
Absolutely. How do you hire and keep great talent?
That's always a struggle. I mean, finding the right people and keeping great talent, I think, especially in this day and age when so many resumes I receive have a zillion jobs and it looks like the person's been hopping from job to job, I think of that as a red flag. But hiring for attitude is far more important to me than hiring for experience. And I think that the times I've made mistakes are when I hire based on a resume and not for attitude or work ethic.
In the example you just shared, is that hard to fire someone when they're not a good fit? Or are you just kind of like, hey, they're not a good fit, I got to move my business forward, so this is what I got to do?
I feel like if someone is not delivering, then you owe it to your business to let them go. And I have had so many entrepreneurial friends who end up keeping someone for too long. And it's not fair to the other employees. It's not fair to the growth of your business. And so it's like I'm running a business and I also have a family I'm responsible to. And it's not a charity, my business. So I can't just keep an employee who's not delivering. And so I think of it that way. I'm an incredibly empathetic person. So I can get overly caught up in why someone is not delivering and what their personal issues are. And so that does come into play, but I think you know when something is going to be a systemic problem or a short-term issue.
So what are your top three tips for new entrepreneurs?
Well, one of the first things is really set your boundaries. I see entrepreneurs that I've worked with really get into trouble when they don't have set hours. So sometimes entrepreneurs think, well, I'm kind of always on, so I'm always off too. Meaning I could go to lunch with a friend or I could volunteer for that board I'm on because they did ask if anyone could do it. And technically, I don't have to be at my office from 9 to 5. And so that creates its own problems. And I've seen entrepreneurs really watch their hours just drift away from them. So it's really critical to set those boundaries and act like you live by a train schedule, even if you don't commute. So that's one. And then number two is to really have a network of other entrepreneurs who can support you. There are things that happen to us as entrepreneurs that are far different than your friend who works in corporate America. And so I think having that support system and actually turning it into a book club of sorts of let's meet once a month for dinner and talk and go over what's working for you, what's not working for you. This is a problem I'm having. This is how we can solve it. That really helps. And then the third thing is to realize that you alone are responsible for the growth of your business. And so how you grow it is really essential in terms of mapping out a plan. That doesn't mean a traditional business plan the way we used to think, but really having set goals and then achieving them and constantly making new goals for yourself.
Love it. Thank you so much to my guest, Samantha Edis. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Attention investors, your IRA or 401k may be at risk again. The stock market crash of 2008 wiped out as much as 50% of IRA and 401k accounts. Can you afford to lose again when the next crash comes? What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in your hands? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer a portion of your retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-222-4991 and receive a free gold and silver IRA guide. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% five-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-222-4991. That's 855-222-4991. Again, 855-222-4991.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code DOZE. BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code DOZE.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the commander-in-chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, Being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rate.
And Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Inspire, inform, and connecting a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to the show. Now let's check in with Alex Worley for good reason. She's always got somebody great. Alex?
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars. I am joined by Viola Lee. She's the co-founder of Raw Green Organics, and we're going to talk about overcoming obstacles in entrepreneurship today, which there are a lot of them, aren't there? Just yes. A few that you probably encountered. Let's start from the beginning when you transitioned from more of a 9-to-5, maybe it was 9-to-6-7 job, to starting your business. What was the first obstacle you encountered?
I think the first obstacle is you really need to make a commitment and just go for it. When you start worrying about, well, am I going to get, you know, am I going to start making X amount of dollars? Is it going to come in? Am I going to get it funded within the first month? I mean, you can't, that just has to go out the door. You have to make a commitment and just go for it and know that you may or may not have a salary for a while.
I always say that entrepreneurship is so much mental too. You have to maintain your confidence, and you know, it's natural for fear, self-doubt, and worries to creep in, but how do you deal with those icky feelings and move past them?
Well, I would have to, if I were to say I woke up every morning thinking, wow, this is, I'm on the top of the world, I'd be lying.
Which is refreshing. So yeah, thanks for being honest.
I'd be lying. There are so many things out there. And as an entrepreneur, sometimes when you start, you don't know what you don't know. So you might think that you have a great plan because you're really good at one thing. And, you know, you never fail. Everything that you plan seems to work out. And you might think that you had a couple backup plans and things are going to work out. But there's always going to be a bump in the road in everything you do. And I think the one thing is to never be afraid of failing, and that's okay, because you have to have thick skin. You'll fail, or someone's gonna say that, you know, that was a stupid idea, or that is completely idiotic, and fine, you know, you take what they have to say, you know, look at it, and there's never any bad advice. All advice is somewhat good advice, because it's something that you didn't know before, right? And I think that you just take that and you just keep on going. You can't be afraid to fail.
How do you differentiate the people who are giving constructive criticism and maybe destructive criticism? Because there's a lot of haters out there, right?
Yeah, there is. I mean, people with there are going to be both. People with constructive criticism are going to give you criticism on a product, and they'll tell you why. Because of these four things.
And they have your best interest in mind.
They have your best interest, right? Definitely. And their views may or may not be wrong. Or they might be right. I'm not sure. But you should definitely take into consideration. And then there are people who just tell you, well, that's stupid. But why? And they're just maybe writing you off because it's not important to them, or they don't find that it's interesting. So, you know, there's something for everyone, and not everyone's going to be interested in what you do.
And going back to the failure part, it sounds like a lot of it's just perspective. Instead of seeing it as, oh, shame on me, I made a mistake, it's like, okay, I can learn from this, right?
And definitely. So if you're in a job before where you might have been the A-plus student, A-plus employee, and you're always, you know, going through projects, and you're the best of the best, and you always did it well. But sometimes it's different when you don't have as many resources. You have to make do with what you have. And things are not going to be perfect. You may not have a perfect business plan the first time around. And a business plan it's always changing. It's always changed like a moving target. So when you fail, it happens.
Just pick yourself back up and keep moving forward.
Pick yourself up and keep on going, because if you believe in something, then that's all that matters. Just keep on going for it. And that's what's going to drive you.
Yeah, and you've known a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs who have started, and then all of a sudden it was like, whoa, this is a lot harder, takes a lot more work than I thought. Would you say that that's true, that it is harder than people think?
Well, it definitely is, because when you're starting out, you might not have all the team members that you need. You know, maybe there might be like four people or five people. And let's say you need the creative person. Oh, but we don't have the creative person. We need the salesperson, the marketing person. And you're not going to be able to do that. So as an entrepreneur, you're going to have to wear multiple hats. And a lot of times, when you're great at being a team player or great at being an executor, sometimes you have to step aside and be more of a mentor for your other team members. And that can be harder at times.
Do you think it's possible for entrepreneurs to have it all, to have a thriving work and home life?
I think it's possible, and it definitely takes the support of your spouse or your significant other or other people in your life, definitely. And I have, you know, the support of my husband, so it's great.
Yeah, and so your business has been in business for many years now. You guys are growing rapidly. Mm-hmm. What's been the main obstacle you've experienced as you've been growing?
I think that we were growing, and we were okay with, you know, growth, small growth, you know, here and every year, and we were doing fine. And then we got to a point where we said, you know, we really need something that's going to give us a jump to the next level. And I think that that's kind of where we are now, and we're going to go through a process of a little bit of a brand refresh, taking into consideration looking at the marketplace and what's out there, incorporating a lot of the Ayurvedic type herbs that have been selling separately. We're trying to incorporate into a lot of our protein foods, so that can be taken by people easily. They're getting the functional benefits of the herbs, the vitamins, and the proteins.
What has been a challenge with being a boss and managing other people?
Well, so a lot of it's just everyone has a personality, and everyone's got their own personality, and you just have to work with it. And a lot of things, I think that my goal is to make sure that everyone on my team is successful, because their success is going to contribute to my success. I cannot be successful unless every single one of them is successful. So my job is really to make sure that they have everything they need and all the tools and all that they need to get their job done. So a lot of the times, well, I might just say, God, I'm just going to do it myself because I can get it done. But that doesn't work that way. You know, you really need to give your team members a lot of, I guess, autonomy. I mean, there is some structure, but autonomy allows them to be more creative in what they do.
Totally. Thanks so much to my guest, Viola Lee. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
BizTalk Radio.